Parenting Moments on Shine FM every Wednesday with registered psychologist and founder of Eckerd Center, Kimberly Eckerd. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, but I always like near the start of the month because then I find out what the brand new topic is.
Well, this one is a really good one, and I hope it's chock full of information that people may not have known. Helping your family's mental health with food.
Oh, good.
So, again, Eckerd Center is all about caring for families. So for the month of April, we'll be discussing the growing body of research on the role of nutrition and micronutrients in reducing mental health symptoms. I would like to help parents learn how you can feed your kids to protect their minds. Pretty good goal.
Number one,
good nutrition can do more for your family's mental health than you may have known. So, Mike, the reality is that people are like, okay, you're right, Kimberly. I know food is good for us. It makes sense that it would help our mental health. For a long time, I think we've appreciated it, but I'm not sure that people understand to the extent in which food and micronutrients really can change a life. Take the story of 10-year-old Andrew, a case study presented by Dr. Bonnie Kaplan and Dr. Julia Ruckledge in their book, The Better Brain. Andrew had symptoms of anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, and psychosis. His parents were getting desperate. He had already been treated, medicated, and even hospitalized, and nothing seemed to work until he was prescribed multi-nutrients, which included an array of vitamins and minerals. And within 10 months, Mike, his OCD was gone.
Oh, wow.
So the key message here is good nutrition can do more for your family's mental health than you may have ever realized. Andrew, good news is that it wasn't just his OCD that went away. His psychosis symptoms also vanished. He's now an adult. He graduated from high school. He has a job. And that the nutrients cost just 2% of what parents were paying for inpatient care.
Oh, wow.
So one of the realities is that we do have, we're stuck in this societal norm that the only way to treat things is through medicine. It is time for us to step back and to look at, again, what science is telling us, that there are more ways than medicine. And in particular, if I've piqued your interest, I really want to encourage you to go to our website, eckerdcenter.com, and under the services tab, read about our partnership with Revive Wellness, a group practice of registered dietitians. If you want to delve deeper into the Better Brain discussion, you can also check out our blog under the resource tab, because we'll be talking about it for the whole month of April.
Okay, I like that. So again, eckerdcenter.com, you can find out more with the registered dietitians Revive Wellness, but also that is the spot where you go to find out about Kimberly and maybe book an appointment with somebody on the team.
Exactly. So we have a terrific online booking system. It's easy. Click the appointment button and it will take you to our team. You can read their bios and choose someone that matches what your family needs.
Awesome. Well, it's going to be a great month. Of course, mental health important, physical health too. And I like talking about food, Kimberly.
Me too, Mike.
So that's a good one. Hey, don't forget you have a chance to have a free initial visit with the Eckerd team. You can check out the contest page at our website, shinefm.com. And again, check out everything with Eckerd Center at their website, eckerdcenter.com. We'll continue this discussion next week, Kimberly.
Sounds great, Mike.